Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, I think, you know, the way the question is asked, I think everything is always under consideration, you know, and that position you guys ask about a lot for sure, but it's true for every position. I mean, you look at every single guy. As Jerry Rosberg said, the evaluations are comprehensive and ongoing. I mean, it was needed. You know, it was an opportunity for us to do a couple things. I mean, one thing was to help us get healthy for sure. And that's, I don't think we could have been more injured at that point in time. And then for us to take a look at everything we're doing, I think we're doing a lot of great things. You just want to react. You know, you want to react. You want to understand where you're going, reset, and reattack. It's an exhaustive type of a review, you know, and you do it as you go, then you get a chance to kind of step back and you really dig in on different kind of reports and analysis and film study, and we try to make the most of it really every year, and we really tried to make the most of it again this year, and I think I feel really good about what we did. I feel great about what we accomplished. I think all the guys are working really hard to get back, I can tell you that, so we'll see who's back and who practices on Wednesday. I don't really want to comment on any individual guys per se, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, here we are. John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson went in practice yesterday. What does this mean? You look at the spread for the game. And the odds makers always seem to know until they don't. Mm-hmm. And you take the odds makers' advice and lose. But spread's still 6.5 in favor of Baltimore. So I'm going to go ahead and guess. Either they're not buying the Bears, or they think Lamar's going to be back by Wednesday, Thursday, certainly heading into the weekend. Ravens coming off the bye. Because as we saw the previous 2 weeks against Houston and the Rams, when it was apparent that Lamar wasn't playing, the spread was heavily in favor of the opposing team.
Yep.
But right now, still Baltimore. Again, what does all of this mean? He hasn't practiced Lamar in 24 days. Got the week off last week because of the hammy. Now, Roquan came back, Awuzie came back, Ronnie practiced. The only two people weren't there, Tavis Robinson with a broken foot, and Lamar. But today's Tuesday, not practicing today, right?
No.
And then tomorrow they're back meeting the media and all that. If Lamar's not practicing tomorrow, does the point spread change?
Oh, absolutely.
Or are they just going to hold him out and see how things progress?
Well, Bob, I'm saying this. If he doesn't practice tomorrow, how would he be able to play next Thursday against Miami when you leave on Wednesday?
Right.
You know, I mean, then you're out the next two games. That would be my thinking. And they got not a very good shot if Lamar's not playing. I mean, the record shows what it's like. You know, so my gut tells me he's practicing Wednesday. My gut tells me
that.
You know, and I'm hopeful because if not, you know, I mean, Bob, they lose to Chicago, it's over. it's over.
They're in trouble now. Oh, I don't see 9-2, quite frankly, as we've discussed, and we'll get into it as the weeks progress. But even if he's back, well, you get the emotional boost of having your best player back on the field. But at what percentage is he going to be dealing with a hamstring?
Well, if he's not 100%, Bob, they're going to blitz the heck out of him, and they're going to make him move, you know. And then if that's the case, you know, that won't be good. And this is a team, the Bears, Bob, they don't get sacks. They don't get pressure on the quarterback. But they're going to bring number 9 and number 6. They're going to bring off the edges, the safeties. They're going to bring them. You know, and then they got pressure when they played New Orleans because they can't get there with 4. They're like the Ravens. They can't get there with 4. So we'll see. I mean, and I'll bet you this too, Bob. If Lamar doesn't play, Huntley's the quarterback, not Cooper Rush.
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
No doubt. And we've seen Cooper Rush. It has not been good. They've scored 1 touchdown in the last 2 weeks. And that was Derrick Henry eking over the goal line. What, 4 picks, no touchdowns. Snoop Hundley, look, he's taking a lot of heat around here.
Yep.
And when they brought in Cooper Rush, and we're as guilty as anyone, Vinny, you saw it when they signed him.
Yeah.
You saw him out of training camp. Like, holy crap, what was it?
Yeah, and Bob.
You're all like, okay, this is good, I guess.
At training camp, you couldn't tell the difference between Leary and Cooper Rush. And Bob, Leary is not on a team.
Yeah. He's close to being a quarterback coach at Penn State or whatever it is, like McSorley is right now.
Yeah.
But either way, no Lamar. We also heard John Harbaugh talking about possible changes with the offensive line. And as Nolan said, we're for the show, more like coach speak. Emory Jones is going to be activated, but he's not ready to go. They're just not going to put him on season-ending IR. But what about your guard situation has been pretty skeptical, and Rosengarten's been dreadful this year.
No doubt. And no boom sucks.
There you go.
Yeah, and Payton, he's awful. You know, because everybody's like, oh, well, they can't do this. They can't. If your O-line can't block, you can't run or pass. You know what I mean? Lamar got sacked 15 times in 3 games. You think it's because of Lamar? Oh, he got slower. No. The O-line is probably playing the worst they've played. You know, and Rosengarten, I mean, total disappointment because by the end of the year last year, he was pretty damn good. Now he's getting driven back. I saw some quote or some story or something where he gets pushed back quicker and faster than anybody in the league.
Oh,
you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
So changes afoot when, though? I mean, at what point does it become you're just doing it because you're going to see what you have for next season?
Well, I want to see Bullock, Bob. I want to see what I'd like to see is Bullock rotate at both guards. You know, that's what I'd like to see. You know, take a series at the left, take a series at the right, you know. But I don't know. Hopefully. And then Payton's got to go. Payton can't be in there. You know, Lucas Scott or Scott Lucas, the kid from Army?
Either way.
Yeah.
Lucas, Maurice Lucas.
Yeah, at least he's a 300-pounder, you know, and he's a former offensive tackle, and he showed flashes in training camp, whereas Payton has gone, whoop, like he goes to block somebody and just goes limp. Just legs go dead.
Yeah, he peaked on opening day.
Yeah, he had a good – yeah, he was good then, and then it's downhill ever since.
Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. So the Ravens back at it yesterday. No Lamar Jackson. Spread still heavy in Baltimore's favor before they hit the rope with 3 straight games, including a short week against Miami, and we'll get to them. Did you notice Zach Wilson got demoted to 3rd string?
I saw that.
Quinn Ewers was the backup. So former number 2 pick in the draft, Jets. Doing Jets-like things with that one. But either way, Ravens are up against it, too. You want to get in, share your concerns. 410-583-1057 is the number. Doubleheader in the NFL last night. As Detroit, always kind of comfortable against Tampa.
Yep.
They win the opener, and then Seattle, even though they turned the ball over 4 times, still beat Houston 27-19. I thought Houston was kind of on a heater. They can't run the ball.
And CJ Stroud was awful.
Yeah, Chubb ran against the Ravens, but you know he wasn't doing crap last night. That Nico Collins got hurt. But Seattle, I think we have to start looking at them maybe.
Yep.
You still got to look at the Rams as the best team in that division, but Seattle could be a close second here.
And the Niners. Don't forget about the Niners.
Yeah, they survived.
I mean, Bob, you know, I mean, they're 5-2. They've lost their quarterback, their pass rusher, their best linebacker. They've lost quality dude, and they keep winning without their quarterback and stuff, too.
Wasn't McCaffrey limping around at the end of the game on Sunday night, too?
He had a monster 200 game. Yards, yeah. But, I mean, so, come on, Ravens. There's not Tampa had a bunch of injuries. Detroit, the whole secondary was out.
Oh, no doubt.
Arthur Millett was playing.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, excuses with the injuries, everybody's got them, man. And, you know, and being 1-5, inexcusable.
So week 7 is over. We get on to week 8. Again, the Ravens hosting the Bears as 6.5-point favorites. Thursday night, Vikings and Chargers. Two teams right now that probably wish they were in better situations. Both coming up home losses. Colts put it on Chargers, yeah. And Minnesota lost an interesting game to Philadelphia. But we'll get into all of that. Game 7. ALCS last night lived up to what Game 7's are supposed to be as Toronto. George Springer, 3-run homer in the 7th inning. Kevin Gausman got the win. Walked 3 guys, got a double play, got him out of some stuff. Halpin was blazing to get the save. Seattle's World Series-less streak continues, even though the big dumper and Rodriguez both went deep. Did you watch any of the game?
Mm-mm.
Gausman gets the win. Sir Anthony, so we had a couple of Orioles there. But Springer, I've said for months, the Orioles next year are going to be what Toronto is this year. I don't know about getting in the World Series, that sort of thing. But Nolan, get in here real quick before we take a break. What the Orioles need, they need a Springer. A guy with playoff experience. I mean, is Springer an MVP caliber guy? Well, in his younger days, probably. Now he's just a dude that steps up in crunch time. And Vlad Jr. had a brilliant playoffs, bashing away at the Yankees and the Mariners. The Orioles need a Springer. They're not going to get George Springer, but somebody like that, like Kyle Schwarber, for instance, has a ton of postseason success. He might be out of the Orioles' price range. But for them to level up, like Gunner's got to do what Vlad did this year. Bounce back, have an MVP-worthy season. But they need in some, or Mike Elias, not that you listen to us, some way, shape, or form, get a dude with playoff experience that gets you over the hump in these crucial situations, like George Springer has done throughout his career with Houston and now with Toronto.
Yeah, the moment's not too big for him. You know, and last night you're thinking when he steps up to the plate in that situation, it's almost like he's going yard here, right? Like, is there any other possible outcome here? Or he's going to do something. He's putting the ball in play. And that would certainly help the Orioles. I'm not disputing that. But I think the other part of your point, to me, is bigger. The young in-house stars, the Gunners of the world, doing what Vlad did. You know, Vlad ends up winning ALCS MVP. You know, Springer had the big moments. Vlad, more volume. The home runs in his own right. I mean, big moments there. I mean, overall, just you watch that Toronto lineup and what they did in the series, just bashing game after game after game. That kind of approach, 1-9, is just something we haven't seen from the Orioles when they get to the playoffs.
And they got out-homered in the series by Seattle because they have a bunch of thumpers. But how about Ernie Clement against the Yankees? Dalton Varsho, all season long, to your point about the younger in-house guys.
Barger in game 6.
Barger, just stepping up. Westbrook, just stay healthy. That's all. Jackson Holliday, just take your natural next step. That's all. I mean, am I asking too much? Now, Jeff Hoffman's probably not in the in-house.
They're well, we could have had one of those. One.
Yes, they could have. Anywho, Toronto taking on the Dodgers. First time in the World Series for the Blue Jays since 93. Starts Friday night. We'll talk about that with Mike Exisa later on the program. I'm sorry you saw that Albert Pujols not going to the Angels because it was all about money and length of contract and how much control he had with his coaching staff. Now, the Padres. Orioles have expressed interest, have yet to interview him. He's just a fancy name.
How about Flaherty? You think he's going to the Padres?
I don't know. Now Pujols is in because Tatis and Manny like him. So there we go. Will Mike Exisa answer all of these questions? Maryland loses Saturday. You guys talked about it yesterday, I'm sure. You know, watching the game. Undisciplined. I mean, is it like who can be thrown out this week from Maryland? And Malik Washington had his worst game.
Oh, yeah.
As a Terp, and, you know, turnovers got him. Still wound up losing. Covered spread. I won $40. I'm going to make it all about me. They're on a bye this week. And then Maryland hoops starts in less than 2 weeks. We're going to have Buzz Williams, a regular guest, right?
Yeah, starting next week.
I cannot wait. Monday?
There'll be a couple Tuesdays sprinkled in.
All right, cool, because we'll I won't be here Monday. I got a somebody's going to be playing with the little Bobs there for health reasons. I'll lie about that later in the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last place, man. We're in last place because Cleveland blew out Miami.
Yeah.
And he's not, it's up to the coaches, that it's our job to execute. No more will Zach's putting us in a perfect spot or Chuck Pagano putting us in a perfect spot to succeed. We're just screwing things up. I mean, I guess he was saying that without mentioning names and assessing true blame. And look, this was a guy that was getting roasted, Marlon Humphrey, before he got hurt. And he came back and was spirited against the Rams.
Yep. Yes, he was.
But prior to that, he was kind of a guy people were picking. Houston was all over him like a Kmart suit.
No question about it. You know, and I would, Bob, I mean, like, the thing is you watch that Detroit game and you watch the passion that they play defense with, and they're missing their whole secondary, you know, and they play with passion. And you know, and then Zach Orr saying last week, we finally got to the intensity we needed to get to. I mean, whose fault is that? That's your fault, you know, that you can't get them to that level. You know, that D coordinator and Campbell, they get them to that. They get that defense fired up. So I told Cordelia, I'm just, you got a child doing a man's job, Bob. That's the only thing I say, you know, and I don't have a lot of faith in the defense. That's kind of where I'm at.
And we were talking, by the way, it was Kansas City that picked up Marlon.
Well, everybody.
Yeah, right. But even if Lamar's back and they get the offense percolating and keep, what were they averaging, 30-some points a game? And
oh,
we're
yeah.
sitting at 1-3?
Yeah.
Even if the offense comes back, is the defense good enough to stem the tide? I just don't know. Like, for instance, all right, Caleb Williams is coming in. He's thrown to a pick every now and again. Mm-hmm. But he can get hot. Adunze's having a monster season. Yeah. Have two good tight ends in Loveland and Kmet. And Swift is running his ass off.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, they can't. I mean, do they scare you with their pass rush? Probably not.
No.
But their offense certainly is enough to give you some concern. I just don't know if the Ravens win shootouts.
Hey, Bob, I don't know if the Bears – the Bears are a plus 11, Bob. That's where – I mean, they've got 11 interceptions. 11. The Ravens are a minus 7. You know, I mean, that's the reason why the Bears are 4-2 or whatever it is. They won 4 in a row. They're plus 11. They get a ton of turnovers. They're getting a million interceptions, and Caleb Williams is not turning it over as much. That's the biggest thing is, I mean, because when you look at them statistically, they're not great. They've improved their sack. He's getting rid of the ball much, much faster. That's the biggest thing. He's getting the ball out of his hand a lot faster.
And he's playing with a level of confidence, too. Yes. Last year, he's just waiting to get his brains beat in. Which he did, but now I don't think they're going to. We think they're intimidated coming to M&T Bank Stadium?
No, they think they should win.
Where the Ravens are 1-3?
Yeah.
Probably, what do you think, Nolan? 15,000 empty seats in this game coming off a bye?
Well, if Lamar plays, it'll be more similar to a normal crowd.
Right. All these people that crap on the Orioles attendance, same ones that don't show up to these Ravens games that they're always bragging about when they start to flatline a little bit. All right, let's get out to the phones. Got Vinny's Dirty Dozen. Who are the 12 best teams in the NFL?
Totally different.
Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Started off there. Rob, thanks for holding. Welcome to Vinny and Haney with Nolan on this Turn Up Tuesday.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? And before I get started, watch, Bob. The Bears will turn into the 85 Bears when they play the Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have, like, you know, they'll be like Richard Denton out there and Singletary in the middle.
Wilbur,
you know,
Marshall get a pick six.
Marshall, yeah. And Bob, I know we did. I know you mentioned it the other day, and you talked about it. Ace Frehley, man. It seems like all of them are going now. All these,
man. And it was kind of a freak accident where he fell in the studio, banged his head, yeah. And kind of shook it off. I'm good, and.
Yeah, man. That's terrible.
2025 has been a crap year. Let's be honest. Bad.
We just lost our mother-in-law, you know, so it's
sucks.
Definitely been tough. Before I became a Raven fan, I was a Washington fan, and I was a fan of Joe Gibbs. And when Joe Gibbs came into the NFL, he went 0-5, I think, his first, and then he started to get the team going. The thing I liked about Gibbs was at halftime, you knew he could make adjustments. You almost felt like he had you right where he wanted you. The thing I see with this team, and he won also with three different quarterbacks and went to four Super Bowls. But the thing I look at with the Ravens, with the adjustments, every time it's like during the game, we always complain that there is nobody makes the right halftime adjustments. And the thing I look at Harbaugh's career, and I saw the article in the Baltimore Sun and everything that's been going on. I'll say this, guys. I think he's been a you know, an excellent coach for most of his career, but I think things need to change, and sometimes you just need a fresh take. Now, they could hire somebody that's not very good, and Harbs could go on and do great, but you know, you'll never know. And that's been my issue with that team. And if Lamar doesn't play, I know we talked about Huntley. It's door number one or door number two. I know it's better than Cooper Rush. Don't get me wrong. And maybe the Ravens will score 9 points instead of three. I mean, it's just, you got to have Lamar out there. You got to have Lamar, because unfortunately that defense, unless they made incredible scheme changes, who's going to rush the quarterback? I mean,
well, I think what they're talking about is, don't mean to interrupt, Rob, but I mean, what they got to scheme it up, which means they're going to be blitzing. you know, they're going to bring Hamilton, they're going to bring Marlon, they're going to do those things. And, you know, what do we see? We see, like, Mike Green dropping, safety coming. They're going to try to confuse you, you know, with the rush because they can't get there. You know, I mean, Chicago's the same way. They can't get there with four. The Ravens can't get there with four. So what do the Bears do? They bring their safeties and stuff off the edge. And that's what the Ravens are going to have. They're going to, they've got to scheme up pressure. That's what they've got to do. They got to scheme it up. They got to create it. Like Wink did that one year. The one year when Judon had all those sacks, that was Wink-aided. You know, is what I always said.
But with Gilman here and Hamilton gets to play
three
closer,
safeties.
Then maybe we could see him. I mean, he had one great game where he had three sacks in one game. But yeah. It's not like he's been a dude that gets to the quarterback on a consistent basis.
No.
Because he hasn't been asked to do so.
And they just, when they come up upon that, because Hamilton can, he's got natural pass rush moves with his hands. He understands it. You know, and if you, like, watching the Bears, their safeties, they ran over Kamara. They just knocked him over and sacked the quarterback, you know, and that may be what you got to do.
We'll come back. Vinny's Dirty does it through 7 weeks already of the NFL season. If you're on the phones, we'll get you after that. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. The Ravens wire got the whip around 11:15. Their World Series is set. Toronto advances. Spoiler alert, if you missed it, we'll talk more about that with Mike Exisa, CBSSports.com at 12:30. And then we got notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cleveland. We're going to Cincinnati. Guess who's in last place in the division? It's the Ravens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato. 105.7 The Fan.
Believe it or not, we're 7 weeks into the NFL season. That's right. Thanksgiving is a little more than a month away. Christmas trees go up in 6 weeks. I've already bought presents. Halloween's what, next week? The bleep out of here. Yeah. World Series about to start. But the bottom line is, through 7 weeks, we've established, at least for now, who the 12 best teams in the NFL are. And as we do it every Tuesday, we call it Vinny's Dirty Dozen.
All right, let's review last week because there's going to be a lot of changes in here. Number one is Indy, two is Tampa, three Detroit, four Seattle, five Denver, six the Rams, seven Pittsburgh, eight Jacksonville, nine Philly, 10 Buffalo, 11 Green Bay, 12 the Chargers. All right, coming in at number 12, 5-2 Denver. Beat the Giants 33-32, scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. Amazing comeback. You know, I mean, and that's for a defense that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, that the Giants got a little, and that would have helped the Giants so much to win that game.
They've had two really bad losses.
Yes.
They lose at New Orleans because they turn the ball over. And then blowing, what, they were up 19-0 in the fourth quarter? And yeah. Came back after giving up the lead in the first place? And tough Bob, L, man.
Would you have cut the kicker?
He would have been getting a stern talking to.
Missed two PATs.
Yeah, that's, come on, dude.
All right, coming in at 11, 4-1-1 Green Bay. They won at Arizona 27-23. They're at the Steelers. And that's going to be a very interesting game. And Green Bay's like, I mean, Parsons saves him. I mean, he had three sacks in the game, five quarterback hits. You know, and he's Mariano Rivera. You know, close it. He closes games, and that's what he's been doing. But Love has not been great or anything.
He's, if you look at his numbers, he's okay.
Right.
But nothing. And outside of Parsons, I mean, the defense, and backup quarterback, dicing you up, man.
I agree. Brissett should be their starter. I mean,
yeah.
You know, he's much better. Coming in at 10, 4-2 Buffalo. They were on bye, which they needed. They're at Carolina, which Carolina's undefeated at home. That's not going to be it. Well, Bryce Young's out.
High ankle sprain. Yeah. It's going to be the red rifle.
Yeah.
They did win on the road, but against the Jets, who are, well, we'll talk about them at 115.
Yeah. Buffalo's defense is not good at all. They can't stop the run. Yeah, they're bad. They're bad. So, I mean, 4-2. You know, and even Josh Allen, you know, I mean, nobody's talking about him as MVP candidate now. Coming in at 9, a newbie in this one, 5-2 New England.
Ho!
Yeah, they beat Tennessee 31-13, and they're host, excuse me, they're hosting Cleveland. And Cleveland defense doesn't travel as well on the road for Cleveland. Now, New England, tell you what, quarterback's playing. Drake May, you know, he's making plays.
12 touchdowns, two picks, and he can run the ball, too.
Yeah, and they're kind of like, Vrabel's like that perfect guy, for them. You know, and Josh McDaniel's done a good job with Drake May. So, I mean, they're a team to be reckoned with here. Right now, they're in first place.
And with McDaniel, he might not be head coach material, as history has proven, but boy, you let him navigate an offense,
yep,
your offense is probably going to be pretty good.
Coming in at 8, a beat-up team, 5-2 Tampa. They lost last night 24-9. They're at New Orleans. You know, and like you talked about, Mike Evans went out. You know, they just get him back, and he goes out, which kind of, you know, sucks for them. They didn't run the ball at all last. They were actually, they got the crap kicked out of them last night.
No,
Baker
no.
was bad last night, you know, so that was not a good game for Tampa last night. Coming in at 7, 5-2 Philly. They won at Minnesota 28-22. They're hosting the Giants. Philly, I mean, they made plays when they had to in the passing game is what they did. Jalen Hurts made some great throws, you know.
A.J. Brown had a monster game.
Yep, double move. And I guess that kid, the corner, because he got beat on two of them, he was getting a lot of racial comments.
Well, he was also, remember, a couple weeks back, player of the week against Cincinnati because he had two touchdowns returned. But
yeah,
goes to show you how irrational sports fans can be.
And then coming in at 6, probably might be coaches of the year, 5-2 San Fran. I mean, they got a bunch of guys hurt, you know, and Sala may not be a good head coach either, Bob. But he's a hell of a defensive coordinator because they don't have the best linebacker in the league and one of the best pass rushers in the league. And they shut down Atlanta, who's coming in on a heater. They beat Atlanta 20-10, and they're at Houston. So, I mean, Kyle Shanahan's done a hell of a job, and Saleh, the way he's been doing the defense, great job. Coming in at 5-2 Seattle. Beat Houston 27-19. They're on bye. Tell you what, fundamentally on defense, I think they're excellent. I mean, they got a lot of no names, you know, and I mean, they get pressure on the quarterback. They stop the run. They can run it. And their quarterback, I mean, they gave up. Darnold got sacked in the end zone, fumbled, and that was a touchdown. And so, yeah, I like Seattle. That NFC West, Bob, hell of a division right now.
Yeah, they turned the ball over four times last night and won.
Yeah. Coming in at 4-5-2 L.A. Rams. Beat Jacksonville 35-7. They're on bye. I think right now, Bob, I think that Stafford, MVP right now.
He's up there, him and Mahomes.
And they didn't even have Puka. You know, and they were throwing it all over the field.
And they weren't running the ball all that great either. Jacksonville, fraudulent. Nolan and I were texting.
But you know,
so I took the Dolphins again for some reason.
You know, it's their defense is really good, too. I mean, they got some guys that can get after the quarterback.
Sure.
Coming in at 3-5-2 Detroit. Beat Tampa last night, 24-9. They're on bye. Hutchinson was a beast last night, getting after the quarterback. Their secondary, they played hard. You know, they didn't have
minus
any,
what, three starters or something?
Four.
Four.
Four starters. You know, in the offense, they didn't make a couple forced downs. I mean, they were in control the whole game. I never thought Detroit was going to lose. Coming in at 2, this will be a surprise. 4-3 Kansas City.
Yeah.
Beat Vegas 31-0. They're hosting Washington, probably without Jaden Daniels.
Not looking good. Or any other receivers either. It looks
and like. Kansas City, man. Rice didn't miss anything. What, he have six catches? And I mean, all their receivers are
Hollywood
catching
got
balls.
One,
Oh, my gosh. Their defense, now the defense is playing better. Now, all of a sudden, Bob, Kansas City is like back to where they were. And coming in at 1-6-1 Indy. That was impressive. Going to the Chargers, winning 38-24. They host Tennessee. So, Danny Dimes, the run game, the defense. I mean, they're a good football team.
Yeah, they got the tight end. Warren scored again.
Yeah.
Pittman's part of the thing. Taylor's up there with Swift for Offensive Player of the Year.
A lot of good things. A very good football team, you know. And so, in summary, Indy 1-2 Kansas City, 3 Detroit, 4 to Rams, 5 Seattle, 6 San Fran, 7 Philly, 8 Tampa, 9 New England, 10 Buffalo, 11 Green Bay, 12 Denver.
Come back, take phone calls, sports at 583-1057. It is Total Request, or excuse me, Turn It Up Tuesday. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire, talking about the Ravens minus Lamar again yesterday at practice. What does this mean? ALCS is done. Toronto going to the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Going to play some of the highlights of that. NBA starts tonight. Let that sink in. Then notes from the North. Go to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cleveland. We're going to Cincinnati. What do they all have in common? They're all ahead of the Ravens in the standings right now. Let's get out to the phone. Vinny Haney, Nolan. Go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's going on?
Welcome back, Bob.
Good to be back.
You enjoyed your long weekend.
Nothing enjoyable about it, but I appreciate the salutations.
Yeah, you missed all his L.A. stories yesterday.
Well, I saw it on Facebook, and I was texting him during the game. I was getting play-by-play throughout the course of it.
Yeah, all the beautiful UCLA women out there, man.
Hearing you on that. All right, what else is on your mind, man? We got other people to get to. Let's go.
About the Ravens, man. With the spread, this six, what they it's plus six, right, for the Bears?
Yeah, 6.5. Let me double check that.
6.5. Yeah, I think without Lamar, man, I think the Bears are going to take this game, though. Like that offense, man. How's this defense going to stop that Bears offense? You see what they've been doing lately? I lost my train of thought, man. Get back with me.
That's all. That
happened. It's like a rookie moment, man.
You're thinking about them girls in bikinis out there, and I don't blame you. But it's 6.5. Over under is going down a point. It was 50.5. Now it's down to 49.5.
Yeah, but so you think they're going to start Huntley, though, if Lamar is not ready?
I would.
That's the best option, or you think? So you don't think Cooper Rush has learned and picked it up? You know, they say he's a second half guy, though.
Hey, stop forcing that suckage on us, Rashawn. Yeah. And
oh, he's back kissing the Cowboys' ass yesterday.
Oh, because you beat up on a banged up Commanders team. Let's be honest, though, about Huntley. It's not like he's air assault either.
No.
I mean, he's more of a game manager, but at least he can run and bring a little more in the dynamic of the run game. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, man. Good to talk to y'all. Got to push back real quick on Bob. Christmas trees are coming out next week on the 1st. I mean, if you see all the decorations, especially up here in Hunter County in the Wegmans and the At Home, there's already Christmas stuff out.
No, I'm talking about in your living room Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Bob, before Thanksgiving, they will be putting Christmas trees up. I see it everywhere amongst my friends and associates. Trust me when I tell you, if you did a poll, I promise you people put up Christmas trees about a week or two before Thanksgiving. But to get to some hard-hitting facts, will y'all get to the top of the hour?
My wife does it Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's when we do it. Or I do it.
Yeah. Or, you know, either way, it's still around that time.
But I hear what you're saying. That's too early. Pre-Thanksgiving's too early. Just my humble opinion.
Yep. Hey, tomato, tomato.
That's right.
But, you know, the one thing I will say to get to the top, before you get to the top of the hour, some hard-hitting facts. I mean, yeah, Dak beat up on a beat-up Washington team, but he's having the best stretch of his career. Mm-hmm. That can't be argued. Number two, the Blue Jays, as you always like to say, you hope for the Orioles to be this year's Blue Jays. We'll see what happens. They got to get some people in, and, you know, that's why they play the games. The Blue Jays may win, but I just think it's going to be a tall task.
Remember, they finished last place in the division last year, Ray. Don't forget that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thirdly, the Terps, man, they got to get disciplined. I don't know what's going on. They're playing. I don't know what it is the fourth quarter, because that UCLA game was just so intense. It was so physical. And, you know, I just believe at times, if Vinny can speak to this, they just play, you know, a little undisciplined when it comes to that. And finally, the Bears going to curb stomp them, man. Oh. What's your thoughts?
All right, there's Ray. He did say the Ravens are going to be 4-13, so that would add to that prediction. But curb stomping?
I was going to say, man. Bob, if Lamar plays, I think the Ravens may curb stomp the Bears.
For what reason?
I just don't think the Bears are that good. They can't rush quarterback, and if Lamar's got time to throw, I think their corners are okay. You know, linebackers struggle in coverage. I think advantage there. And then you got to do whatever you got to do to get after Caleb Williams' ass.
Now, if Lamar doesn't play,
then it's a different deal. Then I got to think about it.
Yeah. I mean, if Lamar doesn't play, your 12-year-old team could probably give the Ravens a game, because they couldn't stop the run, the Ravens. But they did get most of the defensive guys back. Tavius Robinson's the only one not rolling because he's got a broken foot. So understandable. But everyone else is back. Again, what does this mean? Because the defense, and we'll do the stats later in the week, Vinny, the defense hasn't been.
No.
Even with their full complement.
Right. And well, I think getting Roquan back will be good. And I think Buchanan now, I think he's a legit dude, you know? So I think that's an upgrade over where they started, you know? And if Roquan is back, you know, playing like he could play, then they're pretty solid at linebacker, you know? Now, can Jenkins and Travis Jones and those guys, can they stack at the point, let the linebackers make plays? Because, and then how creative is Zach Orr going to be getting pressure? Because if he didn't get pressure on Caleb Williams, they got hell of a receiver. You mentioned who the receivers are. They're good. And Swift's good out of the backfield.
Yep. They got some weapons. No doubt about it. We'll come back. Talk more Ravens. Kevin Austin, Striker USA Today. Whip around. We'll have the game-winning homer from George Springer. And we talk about what's going on elsewhere in the world of sports. How, like, you know, like the NBA starts tonight for real. Like real games. They count in the standings. We'll talk more baseball, by the way, with Mike Axisa from CBSSports.com coming up at 12:30. But notes from the North at 11:30. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cleveland. We're going to Cincinnati as the Ravens right now buried at the bottom of the AFC North standings. And I don't care who you are, even the most pessimistic Ravens fan, nobody, I mean nobody, would have said they'd be in last place.
No.
In the final couple of weeks of October.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.